You keep hearing about all these people being arrested and charged in the Capitol riot, but have you stopped to think about how all of these cases will make their way through court?
NBC4 has learned about a huge legal bottleneck here in D.C. Dimitri talked about it with NBC4 reporter Scott McFarlane.
The D.C. federal court is just getting inundated. All of these Capitol insurrection cases are headed in through the D.C. federal courthouse from all across the country. That's the courthouse right near the U.S. Capitol. We found in all of 2020, there were about 280 total cases in D.C. federal court. Already in the first 3 months of this year, there are about 280, and there are more to come. There are only so many judges, only so many clerks, and there are only so many federal public defenders to handle some of these defendants. We checked, found there are 9 federal public defenders juggling about 100 of the cases. That's an awful lot. There's just a lot of tonnage coming in, and the courthouse is facing restrictions due to COVID-19, so cases are moving slower anyhow. Mix that with this bottleneck, and some of the answers we're going to get could take quite a while.
What makes these cases so complicated and time-consuming?
Yeah, just by nature, these cases are going to be long. They're going to be exhaustive. First of all, because about a few dozen of these defendants are locked up in jail pending trial, and they want to get out of jail pending trial. So there are a series of motions they're filing to seek their own release. That takes time. But also, these cases involve so much evidence. The feds have already said they've gotten 210,000 tips to sift through. They have thousands of phones, electronic devices to work through, tens of thousands of video and still images. It's exhaustive work. It's going to take a lot of time, not just for the feds to go through the evidence, but to produce that evidence for a defense lawyer.
What would you say is the best hope of getting this resolved?
So a real turning point is going to be when there are plea agreements, when they start negotiating deals with the defendants. And there's already indications some plea agreement negotiations have begun, but there have been no deals cut just yet. Nearly 400 defendants, so far, zero finalized plea agreements. Often when you see a plea agreement in a criminal case, that's because one defendant is flipping against another. That'll speed things up. That'll get things closer to resolution. But right now, the feds are starting the talks, but haven't nearly completed those talks with those arrested.
And Scott, a final thought you'd leave us with?
There are just so many moving parts here. Never seen anything like this before in our local federal court system. You have judges just swimming in cases, tonnage of cases. They've got to work their way through it. You have defense lawyers and prosecutors swimming in cases, trying to negotiate their way through it. But all the while, they're in this fishbowl. Because the whole country is watching how these cases are adjudicated. The whole country suffered some degree of trauma January 6th. So they're closely monitoring what happens to the defendants in these cases. So there's a lot of scrutiny and a lot of pressure and a lot of work for our local federal courts.
Again, that's Scott McFarlane with our news partners at NBC4.